I always want to know what's cool, the new innovations that are coming in consumer technology, and who doesn't want to know all the new stuff that makes our lives easier? So I've asked Elliot Grimm, who's a specialist for the Consumer Technology Association, which is home to innovative startups and great small businesses and the world's best known brands. And he also serves as a spokesperson at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is that big show in Vegas where everybody gets to see the next generation of tech innovations that are being introduced into the marketplace. Hey, Elliot Grimm, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So we're talking about all these new products that we're seeing kind of exploding on the scene. How big is this innovation space? In other words, how much money is actually pouring into these companies to create these new products?
Each year, there's an increasing number. In 2017 alone, venture capitalists, they invested $84.2 billion just into startups, like innovative tech and stuff like that. It's a growing market we're just seeing expand every single year.
Yeah. No signs of it slowing down, I guess.
No, not at all.
Wow. Okay. So, it's an awful lot of money. Who are the main players? Are they the big VCs that have, won big on Google and Apple, or is there a lot of angel investors? Like, how does that break down?
You see a little bit of both, especially a good way to kind of view it, at least each year for me, is at Eureka Park at CES. That's where all the startups, tech companies come and they kind of sit there and it's all new technologies. Last year, we had over 800 companies. That even is growing just every single year. We had a 50% increase there. And you'll have investors, you'll have the big ones that you mentioned, Google, but there's a lot of kind of angel investors, unknown ones that walk around and they're looking for new opportunities to get this innovative technology.
Sounds exciting. All right. So you've furnished me with some great new products that have broken through. They've risen to the top. Now, these companies got their funding. They have viable products for sale, or you can go in and pre-order. So let's talk about this little list that you gave me. I went through that and I found them quite fascinating. The first one is Remo, R-E-E-M-O, and it's for caregivers and loved ones to stay informed about seniors that they may be caring for. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Remo smartwatch, it has your normal functions that a lot of smartwatches you'll see on the market have. The heart rate monitoring, health and fitness tracking. But the thing that kind of separates a little bit is that it has a two-way cell phone service in it. So if you push a button, if you're a senior, if you're a caregiver with someone, you want to check in on them, it has a cellular service. You can connect with a loved one, or in case of an emergency, you can push the button and you'll be connected with a live concierge who can send assistance. You can let them know what's happening. And it's just a really quick way to stay connected kind of at all times. That's what this Remo smartwatch is helping you do.
Yeah, it's fantastic. In our own family, we've just had a situation where an elderly person fell, was on the floor for 20 hours in her kitchen, and luckily a neighbor saw that. And she wouldn't wear the thing that hangs around her neck, but maybe she would wear a watch, which she could use as a signal or something like that. That would have been very, very helpful. All right, so that's Remo and R-E-E-M-O for anybody interested. The next one I've seen, and the next one I really like because I need it because I can't remember combinations for squat, and this is called Benji Lock. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Benji Lock, I think, is one of the best ones on the list. It's so useful, and it's just a simple idea that kind of hasn't been done before. But the Benji Lock is a padlock, your standard padlock with, store your valuables. But it uses fingerprint technology. So instead of remembering those numbers, instead of having to write it down, push your finger against it, opens up, closes with just a touch of the finger.
Perfect.
And it stores 10 of them as well. So
it stores
10 fingerprints.
Oh, okay. So it can be used with multiple users, in other words.
Yeah, multiple users, or you know what finger you're going to use that day.
Oh. Oh, I see, 10 because you have 10 fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I missed that totally. All right, the next one is Touchpoint. This is described as twin neuroscientific wearable. What is that?
These are kind of the same size as a smartwatch, but these are little wristbands that have, I guess you would call it kind of like it's a little square rectangle that sends vibrations to your wrist. And what they are, there's micro vibrations that go to your brain, and you're supposed to wear them at a time of stress, you're anxious, you're feeling angry, and it kind of relaxes you to a calm state. And then if you do that repeatedly enough, the touch points are supposed to help you kind of remember that in the future, and your brain gets trained to have a better reaction to stress. And these touch points are just a way to help kind of solve a lot of anxiety we have during the day.
So if you're going in for a raise, right? And you know that kind of the cards seem stacked against you, and the last thing you want to be is nervous and sweating and all of that. You put on this wearable, it sends micro pulsations through your body, and somehow it relaxes you. And if you do it enough, your brain, like a rat in a cage, gets used to pulling the lever. It's like you don't even need the lever anymore. Just think about the vibrations and you're cured.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Okay. It has different settings for stress, anger, hunger even. So there's a lot of different
I like scenarios. That. Sounds cool. You know, for any links for the products that we're mentioning here, just come to stevepomerantz.com. We'll have everything up there for you. That's stevepomerantz.com. All right. Life Door, a smart sensing technology for the doors in your house. What's that?
So this was created by a firefighter up in New England, and I think he saw a lot of times that when a fire broke out, the most undamaged room in the house was normally the one with the door closed. So he invented this device called the Life Door, which you attach to any door in the house, your bedroom, loved one's bedroom, and in the event of a fire, your smoke detector will go off, and the Life Door will hear the smoke detector alarm. It will automatically close the door that it's attached to. It will turn on the lights. And it will also sound a secondary alarm, and it keeps out the smoke and all the chemicals and stuff like that. So it's pretty useful for any kind of that kind of emergency.
Yeah, but what if there's somebody in the room?
Well, so if there's someone in the room, it keeps them in there. It doesn't lock the door or anything. Okay. It prevents the fire from coming.
Okay, because that would be really terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is Modo Bag, M-O-D-O Bag, Modo Bag. And it's the world's first motorized carry-on that you can ride in the airport when you're getting ready to go on vacation. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is one of the more interesting ones that we have. It's, like you said, it's a carry-on. It's the first kind of scooter that you ride on the airport. It goes about 7 miles per hour, and the battery that charges it will last for about 6 hours. It is approved to be on any airline and used in any airport around the world. So you don't need to worry about meeting TSA requirements or anything like that. But yeah, if you were looking to travel in style throughout the airport, the Modo Bag might help you out.
You know, I just get this image of being in the airport and all these people riding on their carry-ons. I just don't want it to happen.
But we're seeing the scooters. It feels like there's a new way to get around every single day.
I get it. All right. The next one I really liked is called Ballot Ready. What is that?
So Ballot Ready is for when you go into the voting booth and you have, when I go, I know my congressman or my senator, but there's always those local, county commissioner.
Judges, whatever.
Referendums. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I don't really have a good idea of what it is. And so if I'm in there and I go to ballotready.org, enter in my address, it gives you a very easy and clear breakdown of the candidates or the different topics that you're voting on. So you don't kind of need to guess or just leave it blank anymore.
So is this an app or you're actually going to an internet site on your phone?
So currently it's just going to be an internet site, ballotready.org. But if you go to the URL, it works just like an application.
Okay. The next one is Life Fuels, L-I-F-E Fuels, Life Fuels. And it's a smart bottle for drinking water. What's that all about?
So Life Fuels was recently acquired by Keurig, and it is a water bottle that comes with three slots for what they call fuel pods at the bottom. And what these fuel pods do is they mix into the water in the water bottle, and they can put in energy, vitamins, nutrients, and you drink it, obviously. But you connect the bottle to your cell phone through the Life Fuels app. And it's a new way to monitor how you're staying hydrated.
I see.
And it'll even connect to other apps, such as the Fitbit app, any other kind of tracking app. So it really, it's a new way to stay hydrated. Because I drink a lot of water at work, but I don't always recall how much I had.
You know, I got a new Fitbit, and it tells me like, hey, you got 100 steps left for this hour. So I guess it's going to do something similar. It's going to say, well, you need to take like about 10 sips of this water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, is these pods. To me, they looked a little strange. You're kind of injecting the stuff into the bottle, but you can control the amount that actually goes into the bottle, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, through the app or just manually on the bottle.
All right, one more, and I didn't really understand this one. The DJI Mavic Pro Platinum. What's that?
So this is a new drone from DJI. It's their newest model. This one comes with 60% noise reduction, new stabilizer on it. And the one that kind of, the thing that separates this from a lot of the other drones is the 4K camera on the front can recognize gestures. So if you wave to it or you're making some kind of motion, you can train it to take a picture or any kind of other thing that it does. So it's kind of almost a smart drone.
Oh my God. So it's like a selfie from, you know, 1,000 feet high. You just like,
exactly.
that's great. Now, if I'm a startup or an entrepreneur, you know, in my local market, how do I break into this marketplace?
So if you go to cta.tech/startup, we have a lot of great resources. At CES each year, like I said, Eureka Park is one of the great places. We welcome all startups, and there's a lot of investors walking around. But cta.tech/startup is, I would point people to go there first.
cta.tech,
T-E-C-H, technology,
okay. CTA, okay, very good. Mm-hmm. All right, well, unfortunately, we are out of time. And remember, we are going to list all of these links on our website. Of course, that's stevepomerantz.com. And if you want to read this again or listen to the segment or look at all of our other segments and also get something weekly in your inbox, don't forget to sign up at stevepomerantz.com. Elliot, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.